Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Rubbernecking Podcast. I'm Kevin, and we have a special guest this week, Danielle Forbes from the Archives Department.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome, Danielle. And you have brought along something special from the archives that we'll get to in just a minute. But first, today we're here to talk about the new Archives Studio experience, which debuted here at Graceland during Elvis Week, a new offering to our visitors. Tell us a little bit about what visitors can see when they enjoy this new offering as part of the Platinum Tour.
Well, we wanted to, because our collection here at Graceland is so large, only about 10% of our collection is on exhibit. So we wanted to kind of bring a more personal and up-close look into the archives for the guests. So we have a brand new studio, as Kevin said, built on property. We are running two shows a day, a morning show and an afternoon show. The shows change out periodically, and they kind of give you a look, closer look into the archives, as well as they have a theme for the day. The morning show right now is Elvis in the Army, which is a great topic.
It sure is.
We actually, you know, have digital photography slideshows in there, along with artifacts that you can actually see up close without, you know, they're not behind glass or plexi.
Can you touch them?
No touching.
No touching. Why?
No touching. We want to preserve all the great items that we have in our collection for long term. I know everyone wants to touch. No flash photography, no touching. But it's still a really great experience.
Now, what exactly happens? What do people see? Of course, when you say the archives, that means a lot of things. You guys have over 1 million documents, 60,000 mm-hmm. plus photos. You've got everything from jumpsuits to you know, furniture that was used at Graceland one time and saved and put in a warehouse. So tell us, what exactly do people see? Do they see all the variety of segments of the archives during the show?
That's what we're trying to bring to them. You see a little bit of our storage facilities. We have some photos that we run up there so that you can see how things are stored. We like to store everything properly. And then it's also an actual look at the artifacts that we have for the show that day. So it's kind of all encompassing.
And when I was up there, one of the shows that I saw actually included some audio, an interview with Elvis.
So yes.
That is part of your archives as well.
Yes. We're trying to show every form that we have in our collection, show it in a different light and so that everyone knows what exactly we have.
So if you go in the morning, are you going to see the same show in the afternoon?
No, we are changing it. We have two shows a day, the morning show, the afternoon show. The afternoon show changes at 2 o'clock. And right now, currently, the shows we're running, the morning show is Elvis in the Army. And then the afternoon show is what we've titled the first adapter show. Elvis loved technology. If he saw something that had just come out, he had to have it. I want this, I want that. So what I actually have here right now that's a part of the show,
that you cannot see through the magic of the podcast,
that you cannot see,
but you can see it via a tweet we're sharing through the official Visit Graceland Twitter account.
It is Elvis's Zenith remote control, Zenith Space Commander 400, and
wow.
This was actually the remote control that would have been upstairs in his bedroom at Graceland.
What year did this?
This is a 57.
1957. This remote, folks, has four buttons, and as someone who sometimes can't change to the DVD player from the cable box,
yeah.
I'm wishing the remotes were all this simple still today.
Yes. Half the buttons on my remote control I don't even use at home. So
because you don't know how?
Because I don't know how.
Okay. We're on the same page.
Exactly.
And you guys have a variety of shows planned because you're still putting shows together because there may be an anniversary of sorts. So if there's an anniversary of a movie or something, you guys can build a show tailor-made to that.
Exactly. Yes, we can. Like I said, we'll have two shows per day and the shows are going to change out periodically.
So what are the shows that you're working on for the future that we may not have seen yet? Can you give us a sneak peek inside the future?
I can give you a sneak peek.
Please do.
There'll probably be some shows regarding movies coming up because that's a favorite topic.
It sure is.
We can also probably in the future will be a charity show.
A charity show.
Because charity is really a favorite topic of ours here at Graceland.
Are you going to ask the guests for money?
We're not going to ask the guests for money. Elvis didn't do that. You know, what is surprising about working here is a lot of people do not know how generous Elvis Presley was and how much he gave and how much he loved to do it. So we really like to showcase that we think it's important, and that we really feel that that's one of the reasons why Elvis's legacy is just really as strong today as now, it was when he was alive.
Now, the studio is pretty amazing, and you know, it's on the grounds of Graceland, but it mm-hmm. doesn't overpower, it doesn't take away from the mansion by any means. But you do have enough room to roll some big things in there.
We do.
Such
as? You may see some cars in there.
How cool would that be?
That would be very cool.
Because you have the kind of like a roll-up door.
We do. We tried to make it, like I said, it's a state-of-the-art building, so it was really built to be able to showcase. We, like I said, we wanted to tell the whole story, and what's a better way than to be able to bring a car and have it right there in the studio?
I want to be in the studio when you bring that car in for the first time.
I will give you a call.
Please do.
I will.
Well, we hope all of you listening to the Rubbernecking Podcast will make your way to Graceland. You can go to Graceland.com today and plan your future trip. Of course, we have the 80th birthday coming up. And Danielle, I'm sure you guys are going to be building a special show for the 80th birthday.
I'm sure we are working on that right now.
So there's another sneak peek at a future show. Thanks for stopping by today to visit with us and give us a sneak peek inside the future of the Archives studio experience showcase. And those of you who are making your way to Memphis for the birthday or any vacation in the future, be sure to go to Graceland.com and make your plan today. And we'll see you soon. And until next time, bye-bye.